broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. We're in the clubhouse at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Welcome. It's January 5th. This is the first event of the 2013 PGA Tour, and it's quite a beginning to the season, quite an unexpected start to the Tournament of Champions at Hyundai. In fact, I have an update right now from PGA Tour officials that we've got a one-hour delay. We were going to go off on split tees this morning at 7:30. Now we've got a delay, not going to start until 8:30 this morning. I was kind of looking forward to actually doing, this is the first time I'd be doing my show with tournament action, but I'll be ending the show at 8:30 when everything starts, and I can go out and watch. Welcome in the clubhouse. Oh, first, we have to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience, Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And by Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature. Completely renovated greens, bunkers, and clubhouse. The Prince Course is offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for just $99. Call 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course.
And welcome back. Thank you, of course, for sponsoring the show, all of our sponsors, including the Sony Open in Hawaii on Oahu at Wailea Country Club, the first full field PGA Tour event. Get your tickets first to Hawaiian Bank, or you can volunteer to help at the Hyundai. They probably could use people to come out and just let you know that things have been postponed until 8:30 this morning. That's 1:30 Eastern time. You'll be seeing it all on Golf Channel and NBC. A lot of coverage on television. Of course, a lot of coverage. It's interesting. The weather forecast, you probably want to know, is it really torrential rain? People say it feels hurricane-y over here. Bob Bubka, voice of golf, co-host of The Grill Room on PGA Tour Radio Network, Sirius XM. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Does it feel hurricane-y?
Well, it feels strange to be showing up to do your show and knowing that play is going to be taking place in a few minutes. Or in this case, they just postponed it, as you mentioned, at the top till 8:30. But it's still, you know, I had to go in and buy a rain jacket. Luckily, Mike Jones has a terrific pro shop with a great selection there. I mean, you just come to Maui, and the last thing you think of is bringing a rain jacket.
I was talking with Mark Rolfing. He'll be on the show later on. He said in 22 years of tournament play here at Kapalua, he's never seen weather conditions like we had yesterday.
He's right. I mean,
it was crazy.
It has been crazy. It's a crazy week in that I guess I had an inclination it was going to start out a little crazy when the first morning when we were at our lovely villas here, I go to take a shower. In the middle of the shower, the fire alarm goes off.
Ooh.
So now I'm trying to decide, do I want to run out there and see if there's a fire, or do I want to stay in this shower and stay safe? So it finally went off, and I didn't pay much attention to it. And, of course, we got a couple of other people staying with us in the villa. They take showers. Nothing happens. The second day, I go to take my shower. The fire alarm goes off. So
Very strange.
That's a first for me.
Unsettling, to say the least. Well, the forecast today, we have a high wind warning for Haleakala. That's the main volcano.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Watch this. We'll do it right live. I'll ask John Brindle what the weather forecast is.
And John.
Do we have a chance?
Yeah, do we have a chance to go here? John Brindle is...
Slim chance today? Okay. Right. Okay.
We need help with the weather. A lot of positive energy, people. There we go. Okay, thinking positive. Because usually the forecast, you know, in Hawaii we forecast. And because island forecasting is one of the most difficult arts, usually the forecast is a day off. So the really bad weather comes a day before they forecast it. And then by the second day, when, like, today's supposed to be really bad with 50-mile-per-hour gusts, 15 to 35 mile an hour strong winds. That probably was yesterday. Today should be the forecast for tomorrow, which is a little less wind, and by Monday it's going to be gorgeous. That's our positive energy, Bob. Come on, come on.
It's fascinating that you say that it's complicated to be a weatherman over here. I think you have to be a rocket scientist to watch the weather. I keep watching it and I hear what he says, but I have no idea what the weather's going to be with the wind and the channels and the this and the leeward and the westward. And
yes,
the,
the windward. Yes.
Well, I do. Every time the weather comes on, I just go over my door and look out and form my own opinion.
That's what most people in Hawaii do. They just decide to go outside, look and say, okay, there's a little cloud over there. Again, that's how you figure it out. So, but the forecast is a high wind warning for Haleakala, the volcano, and with 60 to 70 mile an hour winds up at that elevation coming down the valleys, it accelerates, and that's when we feel those gusts here, to sometimes 50 miles an hour. In the case yesterday, I think the strongest gust we felt at Kapalua was 46. All of that is going to be over. We're going to have a fabulous couple of rounds of golf. Webb Simpson had a fabulous round. Did you see any of that?
I did. I mean, he was playing unbelievable golf, but, you know, and so he was really disappointed when they decided to wash it out.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, Stallings was 7 over par. Yeah. He was delighted that they washed it out. So you had two sides of the spectrum there, but I think the PGA Tour rules officials certainly did the right thing, stopping play and then washing it out. And they have the luxury basically of doing that only because there's only 30 men in this field. And if need be, believe it or not, even if they don't get play in today, they have the capability playing 36 on Monday. Sunday and 36 on Monday.
Monday.
So,
yes. And it would be very, very fast and exciting.
Right, be a lot of action.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And the people coming out here to watch tomorrow and Monday would get to see two rounds or as much of two rounds as they want to see. So, you know, you have to keep in mind they're playing for $1 million. I mean, first prize with a 30-man field, $1 million is pretty attractive. So the players were all amped up. It's a new experience for them, just like it's been for us in the media, the weather like this. And I really feel bad more for less the players and less the spectators, but the people that are here on vacation this week that live and dream about coming to Maui, and 99.9% of the time it is
gorgeous.
Paradise. It's
right.
Paradise.
Right.
This week, I don't know what those people are doing.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because they're coming over here saying, you know, it's 2 degrees in Philadelphia, so I'm having a great time.
Right. I tell you one thing, I see a lot of them out walking. It's pouring rain, the wind's blowing 40. And they're saying, hey, we're on vacation.
Hey, it's 70 degrees. What do I do?
We're going to go walk.
That's the beauty of it. I wanted to really thank Keegan Bradley for coming back this year. Last year, when I saw him here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, it was not a good round for him. And he was a little, we call it salty. Here, you know, he's like, well, I was going to ask him a question after his round. He kind of looked at me like, you dare to ask me a question? I'm not feeling like talking to anyone right now, and I don't blame him. But he came back, and again, this course just doesn't seem to suit his eye. I kind of understand why, like, Phil Mickelson won't come back, because he just doesn't feel comfortable. And some of the television commentators were saying the guys don't really like coming because they have to get adjusted to the leaning in and then not having the...
Yeah, I mean,
that's
so totally unfair that they have to lean and take $1 million to the bank leaning, you know, as they go in. I mean, come on. I'll go on record as saying there's really no excuse for any player that's really eligible for this field not being here. And that's plain and simple. And there's seven guys that, you know, Rory McIlroy, number
he's
one.
He's in Australia playing.
Right. Well, he's
playing with his girlfriend, I mean.
Right. Yeah, they say they spotted a ring on her finger the last couple of weeks. So who knows,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, he's a young man.
Still, I think Hyundai has gone out of their way to make this an incredible event over the last 3 years. Steve Shannon, the Vice President of Marketing. Oh, good guy.
Good guy.
And he throws a media party.
I was going to ask you about that party.
The only thing disappointing about that media party, now the rest of the year there's going to be no media party that's going to even come remotely close to that.
What is it, lobster and steak?
Forget it. Everything you ever wanted to eat all at once. You know what I mean?
It's a whole year right in one night. It's fantastic.
It's mine. It blows your mind.
You're going to be with me
to
the show, right, Bob?
I will.
Oh, good. Good. We're going to have a great time.
Okay.
My co-host, Kapalua and Wildlife Country Club during the Sony Open. Ben Hongo is going to join us. He's the director of instruction at the Kapalua Golf Academy. But first, let's take a listen to our sponsors. And let me tell you, today we are drawing the first winner for our round trip for two to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines, where they will stay four nights in the Palace Hotel. Yeah, a luxury collection hotel. So this is awesome.
Can I get in the contest?
I'm sorry. We'll start qualifying for our second flyaway next week.
Oh.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Aloha, this is Brant Snedeker. Join me at the PGA Tour Winners Only event as we compete for the first trophy of the FedEx Cup season at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
You're invited to golf's opening drive January 3rd to 7th, where 2012 winners tee it up like Brant, Bubba, Ricky, Dustin, and Steve Stricker. Tickets start at just $15 online at retail locations including the Kapalua Golf Shops, the Honolulu store, select ABC stores on Maui, and select Walmart locations, or by calling 808-665-9160.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And if you'd like to play around at Poipu, there's a 920 and a 1050 at the Prince Course where you can play unlimited $99, okay? Unlimited play at the Prince Course for $99. That's an amazing deal. Okay, there's a 920, a 1030, and 1140 there. And at Poipu, they have a 25% off on the sale rack. So get there, or 40% off Tommy Bahama and Tori Richards. That's a really good deal. 40% off Tori Richards? Excellent. Get over to the pro shop over at Poipu. Let's bring into the clubhouse, of course, Bob Bubka is here with us. And we've got Ben Hongo, the director of instruction. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. It's the Kapalua Golf Academy, one of the most beautiful places to practice this game.
Yes.
And with the conditions after play was stopped and then canceled and then wiped out?
Washed out.
The day was wiped out, wiped off the record book. Does not count. Nothing happened yesterday.
A do-over. I want a do-over.
We were going to start today at 7:30, split tees, but we're not until 8:30. And we all have to think very positive thoughts to keep this weather improving. Although I see people coming in with very wet jackets. Nevertheless.
The worst news we got was John Brindle. And if anything,
yes,
he would be as conservative as possible. And we said, can we get it in today, John? And he said, slim.
Slim.
And this is somebody that's looking at it through rose-colored glasses.
Okay. Slim.
So, coming to Maui, as you well know, but I have a certain ritual. I get here, I come to the golf course, I see that everything's still okay, and then I go to the Pineapple Grill, and I see Ben there, and I know everything's still okay.
Is that how you guys get relaxed to go practice?
Absolutely.
On a regular basis. So did anybody show up in the at your Kapalua Golf Academy after play was suspended? Stop.
And Hyundai had Hank Haney out there at the Golf Academy teaching their VIPs and whatnot. So he was there pretty much all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was fun watching him.
I'm curious. As a director of instruction, I mean, you have the tips. I was looking at you've got a lot of YouTube tips that you can check out online. KapaluaGolfAcademy.com, I think it is. It's pretty straightforward. What did you learn something from Hank Haney yesterday?
I mean,
Ben taught Hank.
Bob. Ben.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's one of the best.
Yeah.
And it was fun watching him. You know, a lot of the, you know, say teaching seminars that we go to, you know, to keep ourselves kind of up to date, the demos, you know, the people they work with, they're always working on us. So, you know, we don't get to watch the best work with your typical 20 handicap, and that's what I got to do yesterday. So that was a lot of fun watching him, you know, one of the best teachers actually work with regular folks.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You get to learn through watching someone you respect and admire, or working with someone you would be working with.
Yeah.
It's perfect because we can get stale, and I find that we learn so quickly in life when or we kind of get stagnant, and then you go out and find, you know, when you watch, it kind of refreshes and you get inspired.
Yeah. And another thing also is, you know, as he's talking, confirming some of the stuff that I believe in, so that's always nice to kind of say, hey, Hank, saying the same thing I am, so... You know, I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
Well, I know one thing. Hank Haney, they say he's the best teacher. Charles Barkley, the basketball player, went to Hank Haney for lessons.
Oh, yeah.
As a right-handed player, Charles Barkley now plays left-handed.
Okay.
So you figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, I just
Hank's crowning achievement. He switched the guy from right to left-handed.
Let's talk about Charles Barkley. Charles, when he's not on the tee, has a pretty good swing, from what I've heard. But when he gets on the tee, it goes all haywire. What's up with that, Ben?
The golf ball.
And the target.
The golf ball?
Yeah.
And the target. And so what? The brain engages?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a yips with the driver, basically.
The yips with the driver. Yeah. You know, some people fight that when doing different things. Give us some ideas. Let's say you have that moment of anxiety when you've got the golf ball. I know when I hit an impact bag, I have absolutely no fear, and I can pretty much hit the target every time. But as soon as that little tiny white ball or yellow ball, whichever is your preference, is sitting there,
I think it's the anticipation of the result. You know, so I mean, you're sitting over the golf ball, taking practice swings, and at that point, you're not really thinking about the technique or anything. And all of a sudden, you get over the golf ball, and you're going, "Oh, I got to hit the golf ball.
I have to hit it."
Yep. I mean, I always say this to my students. I'm a true believer that we're placed on this planet with the intent of swinging a stick of some sort.
Of course we are. We have to protect ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to eat. So, what happens? I mean, you hardly ever see a six-year-old kid with a bad golf swing. They all have great golf swings. I mean, most of us have a better golf swing at the first stages of the golf career than where we end up having. And I think it's because of the target.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, that same kid, that six-year-old kid, you know, 3 years down the line at 10 years old, you know, what's happening? You know, we're telling, you know, little Johnny, hey, you got to hit, don't hit it to the right, don't hit it to the left. And all of a sudden, we start to manipulate.
You know, the brain doesn't hear don't.
Exactly.
It only hears hit to the right or hit to the left. It doesn't hear the don't.
Yeah.
So you're really instilling all these silly cues.
And I was going to just ask Ben a question, because I firmly believe this, and a lot of people have the ability to hit a golf ball on the driving range, and they hit it terrific. The major task is taking that to the first tee.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, when they're on the range, they're not aiming.
Yeah.
They're just hitting a golf ball. And so their swing is a lot better. The ball goes a lot better. They're happy. Then they get on the tee, and now they try and aim at a target, and boom, it malfunctions.
Somebody once said to me, when you get up to the golf ball, a lot of people stand to the ball, address the ball, and then look at their target, instead of looking at their target and then addressing the ball.
I mean, in most sports, you know, you're looking at the target, then you kind of move yourself into the
right.
hitting zone.
Yeah.
You know, golf, you kind of get into the hitting zone, then.
Then you look at the target.
Yeah, probably should be backwards.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a tour player, you know, if we watch these guys on the first tee, I think their eyes are more down the fairway more than they are at the ball.
Yeah, that's very good, very good. Now, what about the waggle? Does the waggle help with the yips, getting rid of the off the tee yips? A little waggle, a little movement.
I think confidence is going to get rid of the yips. You know,
there you go. But
you
got to get confidence
somehow,
right?
If a waggle makes you more confident, it probably does. I mean, you know, tell Jason Duffner to stop waggling.
There's that part where you've got to say, okay, you've gone too far. You've really, could you please speed up your process because I'm going crazy.
Yeah. I mean, everybody does it in their own fashion and whatnot. I mean, I don't know if there's right or wrong, you know, when it comes to what you're doing, you know, before you hit the golf ball. Obviously, it works very well for, you know, to Jason.
First, yeah.
If I was his teacher, I'd say, hey, just keep on doing what you're
doing.
Don't
leave him alone already.
Yeah.
Some people say your pre-shot or your shot routine shouldn't be more than 20 seconds.
Yeah, I think shorter the better.
The shorter the better?
Yeah, personally, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's because he's a short guy. You know.
Wow.
Hey, I do want to say everything at the Academy lately has been escalated, and it's going in such great direction. Oh, there's Jerry King, the old boss.
Where did he come from? Oh, he's not working yet. He's been delayed.
That's right. He's been delayed an hour.
And if you didn't hear, the 2013 Hyundai Tournament of Champions was going to start at 7:30 this morning, split tees, but it's been postponed until 8:30, the start time now. And, well, the forecast is not all that rosy, but we're being very hopeful that we'll get some golf in today. And, of course, you'll see it on Golf Channel and NBC.
Well, that's the key there, though. Some golf. I mean, we got some golf in yesterday. The question is, how much golf do we have to get in today that they count it? You know, I mean, if some player goes out there and, you know, tees off at 7:30 and gets most of his round in before the horrendous weather comes, if it comes, and it may not, and then the guy that's teeing off late, he's got a severe disadvantage, and I don't know if, you know, I don't know what the break-even point is here. How much golf do they have to get in today that they'll count it?
I asked myself that question, too, because the rule that the course unplayable, if the committee or its authorized representative considers that for any reason the course is not in a playable condition or that there are circumstances that render the proper playing of the game impossible, it may, in match play or stroke play, order a temporary suspension or a play or declare play null and void and cancel all scores for the round. Now, when a round is canceled, all penalties incurred in the round are canceled, et cetera, et cetera. So, does what happened today happen again tomorrow? This is only the third time in PGA Tour history, I believe, that all the scores from the day before have been considered null and void.
Yeah, I think there are some guidelines on the number of players that have completed their round, whether it's over 50% or, you know, there's a magical formula. But, you know, I want to stress that what the rules officials did yesterday and the PGA Tour was absolutely 100% the right thing.
I agree.
Unusual, but definitely the right thing for the integrity of the competition.
But would they want to start today and then have the same thing as yesterday have happened today?
Well, you know, they're going to try playing today. And I was talking to Carl Peterson yesterday, and he was asked directly, should we have started play today? And he said, absolutely. He says, you have to try, you know. I mean, not one player was upset over the fact that they tried to play because, you know, that's what they're here for. So even today, if they'll try and play, if they can, it'll be great. If not, we still have a nice window of opportunity. If we can get 36 in on Sunday, 36 in on Monday, hey, the job is done.
One picture I'll take with me is Ricky Fowler under the umbrella, and he's hunkered down with that umbrella, and the rain is just pelting down on him yesterday. It was an amazing picture, amazing.
Well, Ricky told us yesterday, I said, how was it out there? He says, well, I forget the hole he told me. He says, I killed my driver. He says, absolutely flushed it. It went 218 yards. And then on another hole, I had a 5-iron. It went 220 yards. Man, the numbers didn't add up
yesterday.
Didn't
make any sense. Whatever you think you can do with your, didn't work. Kevin Carl from the Wildlife Country Club, the head professional, will be playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii. He'll be joining us in a little bit. We have to take a real quick break, but we'll be back right after this. We're talking with Bob Bubka, the voice of golf, and the co-host of The Grill Room. That show is on today, isn't it, Bob?
I think we're on now somewhere. I'm not sure.
It's an amazing thing about
it
broadcasting,
is.
Isn't it? Yes, it just makes your head spin. And Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Bubba Watson, and there's no better place to kick off the season than Kapalua at the PGA Tour's Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
You're invited to golf's opening drive, January 3rd to 7th, where 2012 winners tee it up like Bubba, Keegan, Ricky, Dustin, and Steve Stricker. Tickets start at just $15 online at retail locations including the Kapalua Golf Shops, the Honolulu Store, select ABC stores on Maui, and select Walmart locations, or by calling 808-665-9160.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Jerry King, the first tee announcer, is here just about giving me a heart attack. Of course, he doesn't have anything to do but play here in the media center for the next hour because the tee times were going to start at 7:30. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions was actually going to get underway, but it's been delayed till 8:30 this morning. I just want to give you the weather forecast. So the National Weather Service says, of course, the PGA Tour hires their own meteorologist, but the high wind warning is still in effect for the upper slopes of Haleakala. That's on Maui. The high wind advisory is still in effect until 6 o'clock, all other areas. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 30, with gusts to 50. Now, you say to yourself, that's no big deal, but expect those gusts to be strong on these exposed areas along the coast. And when you have the ocean and the land, it just makes for some very interesting conditions, as you probably saw on Golf Channel yesterday. So we're just kind of waiting, hoping that we're going to be going. And in the meantime, we're talking. We're just having a great show with Ben Hongo, and Kevin Carl will be joining us in a moment. Ben, at the Kapalua Golf Academy, the Director of Instruction, you've got a special for Kama'aina?
Yeah, we just started.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Thank you.
We just started a pro.
We don't seem to have any volume on that microphone. We did just a moment ago, didn't we? Let's try it one more time. Yeah. No, we're just not seeming to. We're having some technical difficulty.
Jerry King pulled Ben's plug. I think that's what happened.
Jerry, okay. This is just, this is, Jerry, get back over here. You're back on with us now. Okay, Ben, sorry.
So we just started a couple months ago a club called the Pauhana Club, and kind of $29 per month. The club members, they get free use of our range and our practice facility.
$89?
Yep. And we're doing a weekly clinic, and it's growing now. So we're probably going to, we probably have to do two now.
That's great.
Yeah, so we got about, I think we got almost 20 people in the club right now. And I got all these ideas about this club, and I want to, hopefully if it grows, big enough where we can do like ladies on league and then, and it's kind of tailored, all kind of after work, obviously Pauhana.
Pauhana, if you don't, that Pau means finish and Hana means like going home. Yeah. So Pau after work.
Yeah.
And you just said something that's so important. League. And the idea of making teams for kids, so they have a number and they're all together and they're playing in, like, leagues and women. I always encourage people to make clubs. Yeah. Put your own little club, call it whatever you want.
Absolutely.
The Tea Stalkers. I don't...
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, this game's hard game, and it's certainly harder if you're trying to do it by yourself, so you can get some friends or develop some friends. While doing it, I think it'll be easier for you.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. It may seem intimidating in the beginning if you're just taking up the game, but ultimately, at the end of the day, you meet really fun, cool people, and you get to play a game with them that you can play from now until the end of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're excited about growing the game.
Oh yeah, definitely. A long time ago, a head pro I worked under told me that the golf pro. A pro doesn't mean professional, it means promotion. So
a golf promoter.
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. So I always kind of remember that comment that he gave me. So we're, as a golf instructor, we definitely have some say in that promoting part of it.
But now that I have your cell phone.
Yes.
Mr. Hongo, I'm going to call you and you're going to be on the show again so we can talk about the Pauhana Club and your ideas for the club and the clinics that you're doing. But for $89 a month, just need to call the Kapalua Golf Academy?
Correct.
Excellent. Excellent. And it's after work hours.
Yeah. I mean, you can hit golf balls anytime you want, but the clinics and some of the activities that we're going to be trying to do, we're going to try to do it more in the after, or we can.
Yeah. Great.
And it's only the finest range in the world. There is no other range. And I got a kick when he said promotion rather than pro. The job description that I just recently heard of a golf pro professional is that he's a hope salesman. He sells hope.
All right, so we've got two different versions of what a golf professional is. He's a hope salesman or he's a promoter of golf. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I know the weather was bad yesterday, but when we were in the video bay and watching Hank, teach his people. I mean, you should have seen some of the rainbows that we saw. I'll show you a picture.
I can only imagine.
It was absolutely amazing.
Spectacular.
Yeah, spectacular.
You need to be here. Let's bring Kevin Carl in. He's the head professional at the Wailea Country Club, where the Sony Open in Hawaii is going to be played right after the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. This starts next week, and not only is Kevin Carl in charge of making sure that everybody is comfortable, he'll be playing. This is kind of a position that Kevin Carl has become accustomed to. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. I mean, how many years have you been playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii?
Well, this will be my second year. The first year was 2005.
This is your second year?
Yes.
Okay, we're having just a little bit of difficulty hearing you, so if you could really speak up into the... I hate to give you instruction like that, but I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to be the radio promoter.
Got it.
Now tell us, how do you qualify as a professional player in Hawaii? I know we have an amateur player. Kevin Hattori is going to be playing, and he's a young man. He was in the Pro Junior Skills Challenge last year. This year, he made it to the Governor's Cup. And now he'll be playing in the Sony Open. Congratulations, Mr. Hattori. Mr. Crow, how did you get in?
Well, there's two different routes for local professionals. One route is through our Aloha Section PGA, our section championship winner. Gets an automatic berth, and that's how I got my berth. The second way is obviously the Monday qualifier.
How many? There were a lot of guys in the Monday qualifier that are scheduled to play. Do you have a list of them, perchance?
I don't. No, I don't. Yeah, the Monday qualifier is actually being held up at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay, and it'll be on Monday.
Correct.
It's great. It's great to see how many, not just the professionals, but also the amateurs, who really have been playing golf for so long in Hawaii, since they were five. I'm in year three. Allison Corpuz will be joining us. She started at the age of three. She's an amazing player at 15. So it's just really great. How is the weather's been difficult on Oahu with a lot of wind, a lot of rain. How's the course?
Yeah, the course drains well. So it's we haven't gotten a lot of rain. So at this point, we're okay. If we get probably another inch of rain, we might have some puddling and might have some issues with bunkers, with water and bunkers. But as of right now, course is in great shape. I was just out there yesterday, and it's a healthy, very green with all this rain that we've received, but it's in good shape right now.
Great. And you also teach. Are people able to come and take lessons with you at Waialae if they're not members?
There is. Yeah, there's limited availability, but yes, we do allow some non-members to take lessons, and that's with myself as well as the other professionals.
Excellent. Are you still a volunteer, quote-unquote, board of director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Yeah, still helping out with Hawaii State Junior Golf. I'm also on the board of the Aloha Section PGA as well.
What are the things, we were just talking with Ben, you probably heard about growing the game. What are the things that the Aloha Section is working on to that end?
Well, we actually have something coming up for the Sony Open. We're giving free lessons. So we're going to have three different hitting bays in the Spectator Village. And again, it's a free 10-minute lesson. And we're going to have all of our local PGA professionals there giving these lessons. And so that's going to be from Thursday through Sunday.
Excellent. Anybody can come?
Anybody.
And do we bring our clubs?
No, we'll have clubs. You just show up, make sure you got some tennis shoes on, and we'll take care of the rest.
Excellent. What time does that start?
Well, it'll start from 9:30 in the morning, and it'll go till 4 in the evening.
9 until 4. 9:30
right.
Until 4.
Yeah, the only exception being the weekend, because it's a double T start, we'll be starting a bit later. So it'll be closer to 10:30 on the weekend.
Okay. But still, I mean, you can go cruise the course and then come over and take a lesson.
That's it.
Get inspired and then learn.
That's right.
I think it's perfect.
Definitely.
How do you get ready to play in the Sony Open?
Well, you know, it's a lot of short game work. Just trying to get some feel with the wedges, get comfortable with the putter. Obviously spending a little bit of time on the range as well, but really a short game is the difference.
Isn't that the truth, man?
Yeah.
I mean, Ben's here, too. He's going, yeah.
You got able to putt?
Yeah, it's your money, man. That putter. Kevin Carl, thanks so much for being on the show.
Certainly.
It's always a pleasure talking with you, and we wish you, hussy, may you hit the sweet spot every time. That's how I close my show, okay? So.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll take a break right now and come back. We're going to be giving away our first winner is going to find out who they are. We have our 18 qualifiers, our 15th anniversary flyaway to San Francisco. Hawaiian Airlines is taking you to San Francisco, and you'll be staying for 4 nights at the Palace Hotel San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. Inside this envelope, I have the winner. I have no idea who it is. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii.
We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open, January 7th through 13th. Come kick off the 2013 Tour with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking at Hanukai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Friendsofhawaii.org.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Okay, we started off this morning with a 7:30 tea time. The 2013 Hyundai Tournament of Champions, that is, was going to start off this morning at 7:30 off split tees with Ricky Fowler and Jason Duffner on the first tee, and Matt Kuchar and Webb Simpson off on number 10, and everything was looking pretty good. And then, well, maybe we'll delay it till 8:30, and so that's pretty much the idea. But this is the bottom line. There's the National Weather Service forecast, and that is pretty much there's a high wind warning for the upper slopes, including Haleakala, that's here on Maui, means that there are 60-mile-an-hour winds or higher in those higher elevations. And there's the high wind advisory for everywhere else, and that's 15 to 30 with gusts to 50 miles per hour. It seems those gusts won't stop. So we just got kind of a weather update. Now, Bob's been on the tour for years and years. Let's not even go there, right, Bob? He's
yeah,
like, let's, no, let's not talk about that.
Let's not go there. But Wade Stettner, who the tour has brought in to, you know, be their weatherman on site, it's a great thing that the PGA Tour does. Mainly for the threat of lightning approaching, you know, they don't want the spectators to be in a precarious situation.
May I interject? So, there was T-storm possibility forecast for today. Thunderstorm.
Yeah, but anyhow, so we asked John Brindle, the rules official, when we started the show, what he thought our chances were today. He was a little bit optimistic by saying slim, and Wade Stettner said slim to none. And so we have to go with what Wade said. Winds tomorrow going to start to diminish a little bit and diminish again on Monday. But today is going to be a definite pattern of what we've been experiencing. We'll have squalls where the wind gusts 30, 40, maybe more. Then it'll be 10 minutes of calm and then 15 minutes of wind. And, you know, you just can't play golf under those conditions. I got a chuckle when Ben showed us a great picture of the rainbow that he took. But, you know, rainbows only bring smiles to certain faces. Stan Batts, one of the PGA Tour photographers sitting here, when you see him out there with his expensive cameras, you know, getting belted down with rain and wind, the rainbow doesn't look so good to Stan.
No.
It's an amazing thing, though. I mean, there's so many aspects of a PGA Tour event that the average person is not aware of when watching it on television. I mean, it's a giant undertaking and the cooperation of hundreds of people. And I want to give a shout out to the volunteers who have really been pressed into some hard duty so far this week. And it's well known that without volunteers, there is no PGA Tour event. I mean, you just you can't. Charities would get no money if you had to pay $1,500. Volunteers on a normal week on a full scale event, so
no, it's impossible.
And the volunteers here at this event are just tremendous, and they always do their jobs with a smile on their face, and they make it easier for the players. They make it easier for the media. It's just been fantastic.
It really it's fantastic that they showed up.
Right.
I mean, if when a lot of people would say, listen, I'm not going. There's too much wind. There's too much rain. I'm not going to show up. We certainly have been offering our visitors quite the mixed plate, if you will, because there's snow on Mauna Kea on the Big Island. We have, of course, this wind that we've got here on Maui. There was an earthquake this morning on the Big Island, 4.3, that woke everybody up around 3:30, 4 o'clock, you know, large enough to, like, the dogs and the cats are running around going,
what's
the world?
It's a weather buffet.
It is, you know. Alaska had a 7.5, and there was a tsunami warning for a few minutes because of the way it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been, okay, this weekend's great. Okay, Stan's going to leave us. Oh, he's going to shoot us a rainbow. Stan, I want a copy. With your photography, with your skill from that camera.
$100, I'll get you a copy, Daniel.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Bobby.
Oh, on a serious note,
yes.
Though, we do have a little lull here. I just want to mention that the golf world, just the past couple of weeks, lost a true giant that maybe a lot of people don't know his name, but it's Jimmy Patino. He actually was the owner of Valderrama back in the early 90s. He went to the European Tour. He said, I'd love to have a Ryder Cup at Valderrama. And they said to Jimmy, you know, we'd love to have a Ryder Cup there. The course is worthy. But the roads leading in and out just would not handle the amount of people that would be coming. And he said, what would you prefer? They said, we really would need a four-lane highway. He said, consider it done. So he built a four-lane highway down to Malaga, the biggest place. But he had the money to do it. He owned the greatest golf collection ever in the world. In the spring of 97, I was invited over there to meet with Jimmy at Valderrama and get a look at the golf course. He actually took me around in a golf cart. And then he said, do you want to come to lunch with me? And I was thinking, well, maybe we're going to go eat in the clubhouse here, or maybe there's a great restaurant nearby. And I didn't know what to do. And I said, yeah. He said, come on. He said, we're going to go to Paris. The helicopter will be here in a minute. He was going to Paris for lunch. And so I didn't go. But
you are amazing.
Where did he get his money? His family, listen to this story, his family owned mines in Bolivia. And the government of Bolivia came to Jimmy years ago and said, Jimmy, we're going to see no more private ownership of mines in Bolivia. We're going to take over your family's mines.
Mm.
But we are going to compensate you. And he said, really? What's the deal? And they said, we're going to give you $1 million a day until you die. And he said, is that 5 days a week or seven? They said seven, and he thought, and he donated so much money to the hospitals in Boston. I mean, he just was and if he walked in to this media center, you would never suspect that he was that type of guy. He was a volunteer at Ryder Cup as a marshal.
Wow.
Here's a guy making $1 million a day acting as a volunteer.
Wow.
That's how much he loved the game. He passed away at 82, and the game of golf, you know, we're going to miss him. He was truly, truly a real legend.
A great man. Thank you for that. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more, both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii.
Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Aloha, this is Zach Johnson. There's no better place to kick off the PGA Tour season than at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
You're invited to golf's opening drive January 3rd to 7th, where 2012 winners tee it up like Zach, Bubba, Ricky, Dustin, and Steve Stricker. Tickets start at just $15 online at retail locations including the Kapalua Golf Shops, the Honolulu Store, select ABC stores on Maui, and select Walmart locations, or by calling 808-665-9160.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We are at the 2013 Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Weather issues causing some delays. We were scheduled to go at 7:30 this morning, then delayed till 8:30. The wind coming in gusts, and we were told that the wind pattern is such that you could maybe play for 15 minutes, and then the squall comes through, bringing with it these conditions. You've probably seen pictures, and if you haven't, hunker down underneath an umbrella. You can't see anything other than the person in that rain squall with the umbrella over them, and it just comes at you. The wind oscillates the ball on the green. You watch the ball moving. It just is unplayable, and it's not fair to the contestants if golf is ever a fair game to play. So we're not sure whether or not we're going to get much game in today, but we certainly are having a lot of fun doing this show this morning. And it's a gas, the 2013 Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the Hyundai Motor America Vice President of Marketing, Steve Shannon, is joining us. And Steve, I've had the pleasure of listening to you during the interviews that you've done with the media in the past couple of days. And one thing that I have to say, first of all, is Bob Bupka is sitting right next to you, of course. He can't talk enough about the media dinners that you are throwing for us. I mean...
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Wait, okay, Bob, go ahead.
We have an announcement to make.
Okay,
on behalf of the media.
Yes.
The most outstanding media party for the year 2013.
Where's the envelope?
Even though we're only 1 week in.
All right.
Goes to Hyundai and Steve Shannon. and you can hear the media room concurrent. So you lapped the field in just 1 week. We don't have to go there anymore.
Bravo, okay.
It's great to get the year up to a good start.
But the other impressive thing about Hyundai is they have select dealers here, and you would think that they have dealers here because they sold the most cars. Now, wrong. Mm-hmm. Hyundai's contest involves customer satisfaction. The dealers with the highest customer satisfaction get to come here, and I just think that's wonderful way of doing it.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
What made that?
You know, first of all, in general, dealers love golf. They love to play golf. They love to watch golf. So there's nothing, frankly, that I've seen in my 30 years in the business that more motivates a really good dealer to improve in some way, in whatever way you choose to recognize them.
If the carrot is to play golf.
Exactly. In fact, I have a little interesting story I thought I might tell. We at Hyundai have the good fortune of having a couple of other really cool things that we can have dealers come to. For example, we're the exclusive automotive advertiser at the Academy Awards. We're involved as the official automotive partner of the Grammy. So we have tickets, selective tickets to those events.
Those are pretty cool tickets.
Those are very cool. But when dealers won this customer satisfaction award and they had their pick of Grammys, Academy Awards, Super Bowl? And the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the first event that sold out was the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, which is a pretty amazing thing to say about golf, about
this event.
Playing in this awesome pro-am where every one of them is a champion from last year.
Yes.
You put that package together, and that's a big reason why we're so excited to be involved.
That is fantastic. And in addition to all of the things that you do for local charities and Hope on Wheels.
Right.
I mean, that's... The run is today, I believe.
it probably went off about an hour ago.
About an hour
ago. And I didn't see you there, Daniel.
No, I'm sorry. I was really sorry.
So was I.
Yeah, I was on the finish start line. I was at the start, and
great.
Then I had to make a turn and
okay.
come up the hill and come over here.
Get to work. Get to work.
I hope they're running downwind. They'll never finish.
But they won't get hot. It'll be very cool. Perfect running
sure.
conditions. Yes. Yeah, I do have to ask you, this is the last year, you know, and of course here in Hawaii we're always concerned that because we've had the Hyundai Tournament of Champions here at Kapalua and we kind of like it. So are we in negotiations?
We are, yeah, and you said you like it, we like it too. You know, we don't have anything official this week to announce, nothing wrapped up, frankly, because we've been so focused on making this event the very best it can be. You know, I kind of referred year one of the contract 2 years ago. It was like the dog that caught the car. We decided to do this with about 6 weeks, I think, before the tournament.
Yes.
So it was kind of a mad scramble to get ready. We had a lot more time last year, and we think we really dramatically improved what we were able to do last year. And so we really wanted to make sure we made that same level of improvement this year. So we've had some discussions with the PGA Tour, all very constructive and cordial, but nothing official.
Nothing
yet
official yet. But we are the perfect location because we're between the West Coast and Korea, right?
It's almost in the middle. Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
So,
yes. And this is a very important event, not only for the folks I work with, Hyundai Motor America in Orange County, California, but also in Seoul, Korea. We have a lot of guests from Seoul that come over. Of course, SBS broadcasts it over there, so there's millions of people in Asia, including Korea, that get to watch the event. So, yeah, it does turn out that nice little bit of geography is it's right about in the middle.
Well, that's good for us because that was always the hope that eventually that would be the, you know, a draw for Hawaii being between the
sure.
two very important marketplaces, the
exactly.
Asian marketplace and the U.S. marketplace.
Sure.
But it's really exciting what you've done, the Hope on Wheels, the 5K run walk. This is in conjunction with the third annual Hyundai Tournament of Champions, of course, and it's being put together to raise money. You did this on the mainland. Can you tell me a little bit about what it actually benefits?
Yeah. You know, this brings together two great things. First of all, the PGA Tour as an entity has an enormous commitment to charity, and of course, every one of their tournaments has a big charitable component. So that's the starting point. And I think what we've done is marry that up with Hope on Wheels, which is Hyundai's tournament. Hyundai's charity that focuses on pediatric cancer. You know, I think. One thing that Hyundai, I think, has done that's been very important is many companies spread their charitable giving over all kinds of different things, from arts and culture and education. All those are terrific. They're all great. Hyundai's had an interesting approach to really focus our efforts on pediatric cancer, and I think that's allowed us to really make a difference. We've given out over $60 million over about the last decade. A big piece of that is for research. So every year we give grants to the top research institutions across the country to really try to make a difference. And so here, beginning about a year ago, we included as part of that fundraising doing 5Ks. Did a big one in conjunction with the half marathon in Chicago. And we just thought, let's take that idea this year. We're spreading it across the country. We thought, what better to bring one here to
very
Hawaii.
Popular events here in Hawaii. People love
yes.
a 5K because it's a run or it's a walk. It's
exactly.
a stroll. It's fun. You know,
everybody
take your
can
dog. Participate. Why not? You know, baby carriage. People are, and it just happens to be a very, very close friend of mine, her 3-year-old, stricken with cancer. And seeing the process the family goes through, and then she just happened to be pregnant with her third child. So the placenta and the able to use from the third child to help, it wasn't guaranteed, but it just turned out that.
Oh, good for her.
It was,
yeah.
And so those kinds of things that we've discovered in research
yes.
that you're supporting are huge, huge, and saving lives and making, giving people hope. And,
yes.
and that's wonderful.
Yeah, we have a terrific panel of some of the best pediatric oncologists across the country that are on our board. We also have a lot of dealers on our board because one thing people may not know is there's an amount of money for every car that's sold that helps fund Hope on Wheels. So it's something that our dealers, starting out in Boston a decade or so ago, there was a big fund called the Jimmy Fund that was a cancer charity, and it all started from there, and it's now a nationwide program, and it's funded pretty well, so we can really make a difference.
That's wonderful, and I happen to like your car an awful lot. The Equus
yes.
is pretty special. I like the fact that I feel like I'm driving it from the back.
Yeah, it's so great to see so many of the, our luxury flagship Equus is driving around.
Right, driving around
here.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
You know, I was just going to say, Danielle, that it's truly amazing the penetration that Hyundai has made into the luxury car market. I mean, that was a closed shop. I mean, it was a Mercedes, it was a BMW, it was an Audi, maybe a Porsche. But
right.
After that, you know, you couldn't get in that elite company. Hyundai has not only gotten in, they're growing the market share of luxury car buyers simply because their product is so good. You ride in one, you drive in one, you're going to buy one.
Exactly.
That's just the way it works.
Yeah, I know. That's my next goal. I'm moving on up. Okay. Steve Shannon, thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your involvement, your motor company's involvement. Thank you for Hyundai. By the way, since we have you on, okay, you know what? I do television traffic reports, okay? And in Hawaii, we tend to say that other pronunciation because it's just the way we pronounce things, right? So I have to say, just think Sunday and then Hyundai.
That's right. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So it's the Hyundai.
Hyundai rhymes with Sunday. That's right.
Right. Hyundai Motor Company and it's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We've
Correct.
Made it official. Thank you so much.
Well, you can think of Sunday. I always think of Thursday because that's when that media party is.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. We're talking right now, we're staying at the Sheraton Black Rock, but I just want to say that the Sheraton is one of the partners in the Hope on Wheels 5K run that's underway right now, which will benefit the, of course, cancer research in Hawaii. $75,000. From the Hyundai Scholar Grant goes to Kapiolani Medical Center for Women and Children. So the money raised in this Hope on Wheels 5K run walk that we just talked with Steve Shannon about, that's been brought to Hawaii by Hyundai, goes to Hawaii. Okay, so it stays right here. Let's bring Alexis Eaton from the Sheraton Black Rock. Welcome, Alexis.
Good morning, Danielle. Thrilled to be on this morning.
Oh, it's excellent to have you. It was very exciting listening to Steve Shannon talk about how Hyundai has been doing. You had a car parked. What were all those hands?
Yes.
I saw those handprints all over the Hyundai vehicle in front of the Sheraton.
It's a wonderful thing that they're doing it, and we're so excited to be a part of it. When we were approached about it, it was like, yes, of course, this is such a wonderful charity and program, and that it serves, you know, the local families here and benefits them is so important. So We're honored to be a part of it.
Were those handprints on the car?
They are, yes. And, you know, their VIP this morning is Tucker the Service Dog.
Tucker the Service Dog. Tucker
yeah, so
the
there's another handprint and paw print ceremony following the race this morning.
Okay, with Tucker there.
Yeah.
Tell me, how what do the handprints mean?
The handprints are the children that have benefited from the program and whose lives have been, you know, essentially changed by Hyundai Hope on Wheels and the charity and the money that they provide for research and treatment.
It's wonderful. Now, what is amazing to me is there has been no lull in visits to Hawaii in the last, months.
Oh, my gosh. We have been so busy. You know, the holidays are a big time for us with repeat guests and also new guests from all over the world. And one of the things, I don't know if you saw while you've been with us, but we, in the last year, completed just a $6.5 million room redesign and renovation. So everything in the rooms is brand new. We have new artwork and carpeting and furniture and everything. So we're really excited.
It's beautiful. It's lovely. It's the first thing that struck me when we pulled up last night. I got in late because I was working on air. And I went, they've changed everything. It's gorgeous. The hotel is looking fabulous. The interior design is beautiful. The wallpaper, everything. It just works. And it has a very Hawaiian feel. And the tea leaf wrap with the goodies inside, what a touch.
Oh, great. That's our Puolo bundle. We have so many different amenities that guests can order and send to their room, from that to strawberries dipped in chocolate and champagne. And, you know, we have a new children's book that was written just for us. So it's actually the setting of Black Rock and Kaanapali Beach. And it's about this family's, you know, stay and wonderful vacation. So that's another thing that can be ordered along with cookies and milk and make for great Ohana time, as we like to call it.
It's beautiful. Ohana means family. That's,
yes.
And then the elephant? You use two towels to make the elephant?
You know what? Our staff and associates, everyone is so passionate about what they do. We have, some of our associates have been with us since day one, and even in our housekeeping department. And as you may know, in 2013, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Sheraton Maui. So
50 years.
About a week shy of 50 years ago, there were dignitaries and golf stars and celebrities all flying in here to Maui to celebrate the grand opening of the Sheraton Maui, which was
wonderful, particularly
exciting because it was really the advent of tourism on the neighbor island. We were the first major hotel to open on one of the neighbor islands here in Hawaii.
It's sort of like when the Moana Hotel and the Royal Hawaiian and the Sheraton Black Rock, those were the three major destinations 50 years ago. Excellent.
Yeah.
Alexis Eaton, what should we be planning for since with the occupancy rate at 97%, you can't just call up and say, hey, I'd like to come over for a weekend. So people are going to have to sort of plan something for maybe Mother's Day or Valentine's Day. You have to, a little bit in advance planning, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, we're always offering specials through our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and at SheratonMaui.com we have a specials page. So even though we are very full there, you know, for shorter-term travel, there are pockets where there's time available and kamaaina deals as well. And for planning out your trip, I would definitely go through those pages, and we have great Starwood Preferred Guests. If you have accumulated a lot of points, it's a great place to use them. So,
Bob Bubka, he's going to have to stay over at the Sheraton Black Rock the next year.
Perfect.
It sounds so good. I want to go there right now.
Well, it's only 97%.
Wow.
There's a possibility.
My size, I take up the other 3%.
Alexis Eaton, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
It's Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Waialae for the Sony Open, January 7th through 13th. Come kick off the 2013 Tour with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking at Hanukai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Friendsofhawaii.org.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We've got from NBC Sports, Mark Rolfing. Of course, Bob Bupka is with us, and we've got updates. Bob, we were expecting a 7:30, right?
Well, 7:30, they postponed it an hour to 8:30, and then we just heard from Karen Sager, who and her team... behind the scenes here in the media room do an outstanding job. She informed us another hour, and you said Mark is joining us, and he came back quicker than we anticipated because he went up into the locker room, and that wasn't that too friendly a place to be at this moment. Yeah. But, you know, they're kind of antsy. I mean, they are playing for $1 million this week. You know, it's frustrating.
Well, it is frustrating, and I mean, I think everybody's looking at this forecast, and it appears like the wind is going to stay till, you know, maybe 2 o'clock mid-afternoon, let's say. The big problem I see is if it does stop raining, which it's going to, I think the course will actually get more difficult. If the sun comes out, it'll dry it up a little bit, and the wind would have an even greater factor on it. So I think this morning is going to be dicey, but I think by this afternoon things are going to be playable, and what I'd like to see is 18 holes today and then see if we could get in 36 tomorrow.
36 and then 18 on Monday?
That's right. It's okay. Got to be 72 holes if we can do it.
Yes, it's got to be 72, and we want to have 18 on Monday so we can finish for that BCS bowl game.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to watch the game just like everybody else.
That's right. And we want, because it's a great lead-in. I mean, it's great for the tournament. It's great for golf to have that lead-in to the BCS bowl game that so many people are going to be tuning into who may not watch golf, but they'll catch portions of the tournament play.
And Mark probably knows better than I do. I think they could use Tuesday. They wouldn't want to use Tuesday to finish if they have to. They certainly can't go past Tuesday because of the Sony Open. Am I right in saying that?
Well, you're technically right, but, you know, I think this championship is so important. I mean, it is the tournament of champions, and it's got its own place in the world of golf, and I think anything less than 72 holes puts a big asterisk on it. So I think they will do whatever they can to play 72 holes. Now, I did hear a couple of players in the locker room just now saying this is a reason why we shouldn't have a Monday finish if something like this happens. And, of course, my answer to that was, well, it's been since 1988, really, that has happened here. So you could never say, you know, we're in a situation like being in the middle of Oklahoma in the summertime where maybe it's a little more likely to have a rain out or lightning issues, but
this is the first time in how, what did you say yesterday, in the 22 years of tournament?
It's the worst I've seen in 22 years. In the Kapalua International one year, we had to stop play, but it was not because the balls were blowing off the greens. I was actually playing in that event, and we were having trouble keeping the ball on the greens, but we kept playing. It was only when standing water accumulated on a couple of the low areas that we had to stop. But, yeah, this was the worst I've seen.
It's just incredible. Go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, Mark, when we get weather like this, but Your house depreciated, what, $1 million?
Well, you know,
probably this weekend?
You know, I don't think it actually will that much. Hopefully not. But I'll tell you what's interesting about this weather system is that Pukekohe up on this mountain here had 8 inches of rain in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That is typical. I mean, it typically rains up there quite a bit. Down on the coastline, you know, in places like Mahina-Hina, where they had 2 inches of rain, that is a lot of rain, you know, for the leeward part as you get down toward Lahaina. And it's this front that's sitting over us. Molokai's had historic rainfalls. They at one point, had the most rain in the state, which typically Kauai wins that award.
Yeah.
So it's been a very strange front, and hopefully it'll get out of here as fast as it can and never come back.
And never come back again. Yes, exactly. Now, I'm curious. It was interesting listening to Steve Shannon from Hyundai Tournament of Champions. His dealers are offered tickets to, the Super Bowl. Okay.
The Oscars.
Right, and the Grammys.
And the Grammys.
And the Tournament of Champions. When they win, they sell out the Tournament of Champions before they sell out those other three.
Yeah, I can understand why, and I think they've done a brilliant thing. Steve is a great marketing genius, and to me, that is a really good benchmark to have customer satisfaction be the driving force, you know, not just selling cars. When Lincoln Mercury used to do it out here, there were guys that would sell cars and hold tickets until the contest period went, dealers, you know, and then turn in all their tickets
right.
at the same time so they could win trips. I think the customer satisfaction thing is great, and when you think about it, Danielle, you know, being able to come out here and play in a pro-am, you know, as good as the Super Bowl is, you're never going to get close to a player or the field. And that's the difference with golf, and I think that's why it's so valuable.
It's extremely valuable. Now, I'm curious. You talked to me the week before, I think it was on the 22nd, we talked about your idea of expanding the field here at Tournament of Champions, bringing in maybe the fan component of having somebody voted in to be able to play in the field. Have you gotten any feedback on that?
Well, I've talked to a lot of people about it. The most positive feedback, interestingly enough, has come from some of the players.
Really?
There are some of the players that believe the field size should be increased. There's a faction of them that have talked about having it be a world tournament of champions where more winners get in from other places. I kind of like that idea. I think when you really take a look at what we have here, it is such an attractive place and such a big resort that it could handle a full field. And originally, we were going to have the full field event. It was going to be the second event, and the season was going to open at Wailea, which is a smaller venue. This could handle a bigger field, and I think if you had a bigger field and brought in a greater cross-section of players, if a couple of guys didn't come, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Exactly. Now, the idea of the international component is very exciting because the winners of other tours, maybe the Asia Tour, would bring the Asia Pacific aspect into the Tournament of Champions. Have the Europeans, more European players on the European Tour, have them come into play. But I also like the fan component, getting people able to vote for their favorite player. John Daly would easily be voted in. Would bring a lot of attention, which would still be a lot of fun. I think it'd be great.
Take a look at the Flying Hawaiian, Shane Victorino. He got in the last All-Star game he played in by a fan vote. The way that the All-Star game in baseball works is you have set players that get voted in. You have starting teams, then you have backup teams. And then at the end, they hold a place for the fans to vote for one more guy to get
exactly.
in. Shane Victorino won it. So I could see something like that here, but I think, Danielle, if you take a look at the world of golf, in 10 years there's going to be a world tour. There's no doubt in my mind there will be a formal world tour.
Okay.
And if that's the case, if that's what it's going to be, we're almost there now. We're getting close to it now.
Yes, because we've gone year-round.
Where
yes.
is the Tournament of Champions going to be? And I say we take the lead on it. We got the Tournament of Champions here right now. That ought to be the beginning of what's going to be 10 years from now, maybe.
Yeah, I
and
like it.
And, of course, he just brought a big smile to the face of Greg Norman.
What did I write?
Yeah, in
Greg
the early
Norman.
90s.
Norman was right.
Yeah,
he was right.
He was 100% right. I want to bring a smile of Mark's face and maybe our listeners, because obviously we had Steve Shannon on with you, and the major concern is they're negotiating to renew. At the media party, before it started, the Hawaiian pastor in his I don't want to call it a costume, but whatever they wear, okay, I said to Steve, I said, I want to do that tonight.
Yes, and he was, yes.
And he said to me, he said, here's the deal, Bob. You watch what that pastor does tonight and learn everything, and then next year I'll let you do it. And I said, wait a minute, next year? He said, no, I don't mean anything. So hopefully they renew. I mean, it's a perfect fit for them. They love it. This event, you know, we can't go wrong with Hyundai.
No, the Hyundai is a terrific sponsor. And if you take a look at when Mercedes-Benz left and SBS came in, you know, SBS is a broadcast company. They're like the Golf Channel. I mean, they really, I don't think, have any business being the title sponsor of a tournament. And I think it would be awkward for Golf Channel and NBC going forward if another broadcast company, even though it's not in America, was the title sponsor. And you certainly wouldn't see the promotion that Hyundai does all the things that go along with it.
Yes.
I think that would be a step backwards. So we are all holding our breath, and you know, I think Hyundai will renew. I think they like it here. We love them. They are a terrific sponsor, and it's a perfect fit.
It is a perfect fit. And as I mentioned to him when we were speaking, it's exactly what Hawaii 30, 40 years ago, the goal was, to make this the center of the East and West so that business would be done here. We'd become an international marketplace because East and West would be able to meet here easily, and that would expand our like a Switzerland, be able to have the financial impact from the islands. And it makes sense that they'd be here. They understand that geographically it's perfect. I just hope that they can all work it out with the PGA Tour. And
I think they will.
I think they will, too, because he's got a smile on his face. He looks completely satisfied with everything. NBC's doing something new, and I didn't bring my sheet.
I'll give you the details.
Please. Give us the details on NBC broadcast.
Well, first of all, you know, this event has not been on NBC or any other network in the last 13 years, so that's a big upgrade. But this production this week, and it's going to be the same thing at Sony next week, is an NBC Sports production. So the entire team came out in October, resurveyed the course. All the cameras are in different positions. There are 17 more cameras out there televising this entire event than we had last year. It's a completely different look, and once the clouds go away and the sun comes out, you'll really be able to see what it looks like in all its glory. Tomorrow morning, what you're going to see is you're going to see sort of a first and 10 line at 18, like you would see on a football field. We're going to actually have a grid that is tracking drives. There were more, you know, 400-yard drives there than anywhere, and that's going to be a big part of the story. Is this sort of first and 10 line with NBC. I think it's going to be pretty exciting and add a new element.
Yes.
And, you know, you're going to see Johnny Miller sitting up there with Dan Hicks, and, you know, heaven knows what Johnny's going to say, but I'll be listening. I know that.
Yeah, what is it about Johnny? I mean, he's so polarizing. He's one of those people that people either love what he says or they're just... But when I saw the interview...
Wait a minute, you didn't finish that statement.
What is it about... I'll tell you what it is about Johnny. You know, Danielle, how you have, and hopefully I do too, and I know Bob does, has a little filter between their brain and their mouth. Somehow that got lost with Johnny. I love the guy to death, but there is no filter between brain and mouth.
Okay, so the broadcast plan is for it to be a Golf Channel and then NBC Today, right?
No, NBC is tomorrow morning. So
tomorrow
we're Golf Channel all day today.
All today today is Golf Channel, then NBC on Sunday and NBC on Monday going into the...
Actually, we're going to be on Golf Channel tomorrow night after NBC. So we start on NBC tomorrow and then go to Golf Channel. That's how the world's changed. It was always Golf Channel first and then NBC. Tomorrow, it's NBC first and then the Golf
Channel.
And we did send a thank you letter to the National Hockey League to open up that airtime.
Yeah, that was a good one and a bad one.
Yeah, I know. Well, we have a great thing. We've got Allison Corpu. She's standing by. I'm not sure that we really need to take a final break. We don't. We can just go right through because we have our first flyaway winner. San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines 4-2, and we're giving two trips for two away to celebrate our first 15th anniversary. In addition to flying to San Francisco, you'll probably want to stay someplace, right? You'll be staying at the Palace Hotel San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel for four nights. Very nice hotel, very centrally located, and completely renovated. It's beautiful. So, Allison, stand by for just a minute, because somewhere in this pile, I have the winner. And I know that I have to rip this open here. let's see now, maybe the executive producer can help me get organized. Maybe we should go straight to Allison Corpuz. Allison, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. So good to have you on the show. And we're just about to announce the winner. I know I've got everybody going, wait a minute, Danielle, you can't do this. You ready, Allison, for the winner?
Yeah.
Okay. Going to, for two to San Francisco, okay? And if it's not you, we're going to start all over again and qualify another group of people, and we'll have another drawing. It's for four nights at the Palace Hotel, San Francisco. You'll be flying aboard Hawaiian Airlines. And the winner is John Neely of IAEA. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. I put my name in there.
Bobby. Allison Corpuz is our, we have the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and of course every year is the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions. This year was the Michelle Wee Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions. Mark Rolfing and I got to spend a weekend together with Michelle Wee and, of course, the junior golfers. And here we have Allison Corpuz. She was the winner. And Allison, you're 15 now, right?
I turned 15 in March, but I'm still 14.
Okay, so you're 14. Didn't you win the 15 to 18 year category?
Yeah.
You're jumping ahead in age groups. You're out of the, okay, you're in the 15, even though you're not quite 15. You started playing golf when you were three?
Four.
Okay, four. I'm getting my numbers wrong, but congratulations. You're going to be playing in the Pro Junior Skills Challenge at the Sony. That's on Sunday, and everybody is invited down to experience that. It's a lot of fun. Are you looking forward to it? Tell us about it.
Definitely. Like, I actually didn't expect to make it, and then, like, I got a call saying that since I won TOC, like, I made it, and I was really excited. So.
Very excited. Who you're playing with?
I think Mr. Matt Kuchar.
Mark Rolfing. Matt Kuchar. Isn't he a wonderful person?
He is a wonderful person, and I'm going to tell Matt when I see him upstairs in the grill here in a few minutes, he gets to play with Allison. He ought to be more happy than Allison is.
I agree with that.
What are Allison Corpuz's strengths? Is it her drive?
Well, no, she's got a really good all-around game. Allison, I wouldn't say you're a particularly long hitter, would you? I mean, you have a pretty well-rounded game from what I've seen.
I'm not a short hitter, but I'm not, like, a long hitter either, I guess. I'm pretty average, but, yeah, my game's been pretty solid lately. So.
I think she's smart. She's working on her short game and on the greens, and that's where you're scoring, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Excellent. What do you want to do? Do you want to play professionally, or do you want to go to college?
I definitely want to go to college, but if I'm good enough, then maybe after, but I'm not
so
sure.
You're taking the collegiate route, and which college do you want to play for?
I honestly haven't really looked into colleges yet.
Good. You're only 14. You shouldn't have to be worried about that yet. Allison Corpuz, thanks so much for being on the show.
Okay. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to seeing you. I'll be there. It's the Acura Pro Junior Skills Challenge at the Sony Open. Mark, are you going to be at the Sony Open?
I will be at the Sony Open. I can't wait to see Allison and Matt Kuchar. That is going to be a good team.
A good team, right. Exactly. Yeah. And Bob Bubka, will you be joining me as well at the Sony Open?
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't, after all this sunshine over here in Maui, I hope to go to Honolulu and get a little more.
It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be fine this afternoon.
It's going to be fine this afternoon. Mark Rolfing says we're going to start play this afternoon. We're going to go with that. Take a bet on it. Mark, thanks for being on the show.
You got it, Danielle.
Okay.
Take
Bob
care, Bob.
Bubka.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have to thank our sponsors. We've got about a minute left here in the airtime. Thank you to the Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning nature, Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspiring to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. Alakai Mechanical, Princeville's Prince Course. Magnificent. It is really magnificent. You've got to go because they've completely renovated the greens, the bunkers, the clubhouse, the Prince Course. offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play, $99. It's the Prince Court for $99 unlimited play. Doesn't get any better than that. Star Protection for property threat risk assessment and protection for your home or your business or your event, like this right here, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Star Protection is here. I know I'm safe. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.